Ted, are you on your way out?
Coat on, car keys in hand. Well, yes, I guess I am.
There's no need to be sarky. Anyway, is it okay if I use the computer whilst you're out?
My computer, you mean? And what do you want it for?
I need to log on for my course.
No, I don't want you downloading anything. That's how viruses get onto hard drives.
I won't download anything. I don't even know how to download things.
Precisely. And that's what worries me. You know what they say about a little bit of knowledge?
I'll be careful, Ted. I promise. Can I use it? Please?
OK. But if it picks up any viruses, you can pay to have them removed.
Oh, thanks, Ted.
OK. Right. I'm off. See you later.
Don't rush back. Now, let's see if I can get onto this welcome forum. What shall I say? I know. Lonely woman seeks like-minded souls for mutual education.
There you go. One pint of good old-fashioned wallop.
Good old-fashioned what?
Wallop. I don't know why. That's what my dad used to call it.
You never cease to amaze me, David, honestly.
Well, what do you northern chappies call it?
Beer.
Anyway, how's your degree going?
Well, it's been great so far. I'm loving it.
Well, what have you learned?
Well, it's been mainly introductory stuff so far, so it's a bit early to say what I've learned.
Well, what's it introducing you to?
OK, the first bit's all about the street.
The street? What street?
Well, the film's about a street in Cardiff.
Cardiff? Do they have streets there? I thought it was all dirt tracks and coal mines.
Well, you know that ain't true. Didn't you go there to watch Spurs in a cup final a couple of years ago?
It was 2002. I prefer not to think about it. I hate Cardiff.
You can't judge a city on the basis of whether Spurs lost there. You'd hate every city in Europe.
Boy, steady on. Anyway, why on earth are you studying Cardiff?
Lummox, I'm not studying Cardiff. It's just an example. They show you a typical street, and they show you how it shows things like connected lives and ordered lives and all that.
Ordered lives? Whoever wrote it has obviously never been to Cardiff.
I thought you said you knew something about social sciences. Ordered lives is about how social order is maintained.
Ooh, get you with all your how social order is maintained. I thought you were supposed to read the book, not swallow it.
You're so funny, aren't you? It's dead interesting, actually.
Well, so long as you're enjoying it.
I am, mate.
OK, here's a question for you about social order.
Go on, then.
Do you think you could go up to the bar, socialise with a young man doing the serving, and order us a couple of pints?
Please, Jade, enough's enough. This has been going on for hours. Just stop crying. I really need to put you down. Who's that?
Jeez, Katie. I could hear her crying halfway down the street.
I just can't get her to stop. What is wrong with her?
Bloody hell, you look wasted. Here, give her to me.
Oh, at last. Thank you. Right, you are not leaving. Ever.
Right, you're going to keep me prisoner, are you?
I'm not kidding, Cher. She's been crying all afternoon.
Have you changed and fed her?
Of course I've bloody changed and fed her. I'm not a moron.
Hey, calm down. Okay. Look, she's falling asleep. You put her down and I'll put the kettle on.
Okay. I'm sorry, Cher, that was out of order. I should be thanking you, not shouting at you.
Oh, don't worry. I've been shouted at worse than that. It's you I'm worried about. Are you okay?
Better. I'm so glad you turned up. I feel like strangling her when she won't stop. That's not right, is it?
Oh, Katie, you're just finding it difficult. I bet loads of new mums feel like that. And you're not actually going to strangle her, are you? But you look absolutely out of it at the moment. I think you need a break. If there's anything you want me to do...
It's just been a hard couple of days. Oh, I could do with a good night out.
Well, you know, I'll babysit for you. You know, if you want a night on the town.
Do you know what, Cher? I don't want a night on the town. I just need a couple of hours. That's all. And I can't have it because I can't leave her on her own. I've got a tutorial in a couple of weeks and I'd really like to go, but what am I supposed to do with Jade?
When is it?
It's in 2 Saturdays' time.
Well, let me have Jade and you go off and be a student. How's that sound?
Brilliant. Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I love playing at Auntie. You know that.
I do hope you're going to cope, Donna. Let's face it, if I don't, Ted'll never let me live it down. What is it with him? Why does he have to be so negative? I feel pretty confident when he's not around. Right. That's it. I'm not letting Ted spoil this for me. I will succeed.
Have you finished? I need to do some work.
Yes. I was just looking at the website. Look at this.
What am I looking at?
This here.
Student Connections. The Faculty of Social Sciences have just announced an online conference for students in... Why am I reading this?
It sounds exciting. I thought I might get involved.
You? You've managed to get on a course and now you're off to conferences. What next? A Nobel Prize?
Do you have to be so negative all the time?
You call it negative. I call it being realistic. You're a 54-year-old housewife. You left school at 16. Who's filling your head with all this nonsense? Was it Ariadne?
Ariadne? Who's Ariadne?
I think you were talking to her at the staff do. She's Julian's mad wife. All full of that feminist nonsense.
Oh, her. I thought she was quite nice. But I only talked to her for about 5 minutes.
Well, somebody's filling your head full of nonsense.
Of course they are. Because I couldn't have the ideas by myself, could I? There. I've finished on here. It's all yours.
Thanks. Well, where are you off to?
Nowhere, it seems, if you have your way.
The Open University. For more information, go to www.open.edu/iTunesU.